Hi, I'm Anaya.
And I'm Michaela, and this is season 4 of Girl Truth, where we give you the inside scoop on the teenage black girl experience.
We are lucky today to be joined by our guest host, Marmia, an Evalor House alum. Hello, welcome to today's episode. How are you feeling?
I am feeling great. How are you feeling?
I'm good. How about you, Kay?
I'm feeling good today. It's good weather outside.
Yeah, it's definitely warmer. Springtime vibes.
I finally started automatically turning on my car. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I would get into the habit as soon as it starts getting warm outside and I don't need it.
Yeah. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about social media. Surprise, surprise. Social media has played a part in so much of what we've discussed over the course of the season. So let's get into it.
So I want to start with the icebreaker today. So have you ever felt pressured to buy something or change your style because of what you saw on social media? And we can start with you, Marmia.
Oh, I would love to say absolutely not, but I would be a straight up liar.
Same. Honestly, same.
I will say this. I don't change a lot, mainly because I don't have the energy to do what the peer pressure wants me to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to spend an hour and a half beating my face. It's not going to happen. I wish I was that type of person. I am not.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's like you see these things and they're constant. It's not like one post. It's the fact that you see that same one post 100 times. So now you're like, well, everybody must be doing this.
Yeah.
Because I've just seen 100 people doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree. I would say that my style has changed a little bit. I wouldn't say too much of style, but I would say like taste in certain things. Like definitely like I've been seeing more like probably like I think something that changed mine was my style of music, if I'm being more specific. Okay. Like I definitely was not into like Frank Ocean as much or like those type of like, was it indie creators? Mm-hmm. But now I'm just like obsessed with the lifestyle and I want to know everything about it. And it's just so cutesy. And I think honestly, Pinterest and like Tumblr is like carrying the what's hot in the trends thing. Mm-hmm. But I'd say that's for everyone, not just black girls. Like everyone's on Pinterest, everybody's on Tumblr.
Yeah, I feel like everybody go through getting like peer pressure into buying something or changing their style.
Definitely.
Yeah, I definitely got peer pressure. I buy a lot of stuff.
Same,
whatever I see like working, I'm going to buy it. Or if I did change my style a couple times. Like I don't wear skinny jeans. I don't like them. Like,
me either.
I do like a baggy bottom type top.
I do like a baggy bottom. I think I have one skinny jean. It's like
me too.
Jeans. And I feel like that's just like the cash. Like that's
I like skinny jeans. I got one pair, but I don't wear them. So I like big baggy jeans.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. Baggy jeans are in right now. And jorts. Jorts is what I got pressured into.
What is jorts?
It's shorts that end like right above the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, honestly, yeah, it seems like, girl, what are you talking about, girl? But I've been into, like, that's something that I got pressured to recently. Like, if you told me 2 years ago, girl, you're going to be wearing jorts, I would have been like,
what? I got to see them
I got
after.
A picture of me with them.
With jorts on?
Yep. And you're, like, honestly, I'm telling you, I questioned these shorts. Like, I would have never thought I would be wearing them. But they're just so cute to me. So,
jorts.
Yeah.
They sound long and big.
They are. Like, they definitely right are long and big. But it's cute.
Yeah, let's see it then.
Yeah, we're going to show the pic of me and jorts. Where's my jorts fit?
You don't got on your page?
I do. I have it archived. Yeah.
Oh, just jean shorts, basically? Like, that's long?
Yeah.
I got a pair of them. Now, I, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what dad used to wear when I was growing up.
Right, but it's crazy that you said that. I got pressure into that, too. Like, I got a pic on my page. I got that with, like, a tink top on.
Yeah, it's like, jorts are in. Jorts are in.
I'm thinking, like, I don't know. I thought something ugly, honestly.
Honestly, I just did not like that, like, length of shorts, but now I love it. It's my new inspired outfit piece.
You're going to wear that a lot this
summer?
Jorts.
Just long dad jorts, you know?
Yeah, that eats. That's definitely something I got pressured into.
Yeah. So now we're going to be talking about social media comparisons and trends everyone's flocked to. I'm thinking like luxury black girl, BBL, like relationship goals.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that everybody posts on the media, trying to play that role. Like,
I say I'm going to go into relationship goals.
Mm-hmm.
We see, like, a lot of people. It don't even got to be, like, celebrities and their baby moms and stuff like that. But anybody who is an influencer and is in a relationship, 9 times out of 10, like, after a while, it's always something that come out that went wrong, like abuse or something, or
literally
cheating.
And we'd be shocked.
Yeah, but everybody fantasized them.
Yeah.
And like, I want that. But like, what?
Like, girl, you don't really know what's going on.
You don't even know what you want.
Yeah. Like, we'd be so shocked because they show this and portray this image, this facade on the internet, and they like look like they're so happy, they doing all this stuff, and then he hitting on her. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like
what's up with that? Like, it feels
that's
like...
That's a lot.
You ain't show that in TikTok.
It feels like every single time I watch, like, a documentary about, like, a rapper or something,
mm-hmm.
it'll be having, like, an interview with, like, his first girlfriend or his, like, ride or die or whatever, and it's just like, yeah, and it was this one time where he didn't get the job, so he cleaned my clock. Yeah, and I'm just like, why? Like, it's bad enough that it happened to you, but the fact that it's happened every single time I'm watching these documentaries.
Yes.
Like, this is what is going on. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Insane.
And it's it's some everybody flock to because y'all know Blueface, like he always say smack the B. Like don't do this, smack the B. He got other men feeling that way.
And they start to see
plus
that.
More.
And everybody wanna paint it. I'm glad you brought that up. Everybody wanna paint it like it's just girls that like listen to the media. But if you think of NLE and all this different type of people who rap about how they be treating girls, and then the guys be like, oh yeah, like they think it's okay. Like, especially Blueface, that's the last person on earth y'all need to be looking up to. But Blueface, like, he be trying to normalize it and make it seem like it's so fun to do that to women.
And all the people around him treat women like that. Like, I watch Crazy and Love her, him and Chris Sean's show on Deuce.
Oh, yeah.
I watch like just other stuff, and the way like his team would be like talking to her and treating her is terrible. Like,
it's a reflection, and honestly, like
a pimp, like,
yeah,
it's don't sick. Play with me and get snacked. Like, I don't,
like, who are you talking to? But I remember last time that pig tried with Blueface all bruised up from Chris Sean, so maybe
I mean, she beat him up back, but that's not what it's supposed
like,
to be.
Reactionary abuse is not. Abuse, like it's a defense thing.
Yeah,
like just because you hit me and I beat your behind,
right?
Don't mean you not. Don't mean I'm suddenly wrong for beating you behind when you put your hands on me first.
Yeah,
that's really how it go. But that's not okay, and we know they're not okay. So we don't even gotta get into those. Y'all know everything about that.
You don't need to get into that. I want to touch a little bit on for this topic is the luxury black girl thing. Mm-hmm. That is so normalized right now. Like, even if your house is a mess, people always are posting, like, this luxury image. And I think that it's a good and bad thing for black girls because it shows, like, oh, yeah, we're leveling up. We're not just in, like, the trenches and stuff.
Yeah, I love it, but...
But it's like forcing this on girls who can't afford that lifestyle.
Like, I love it, but that's why it's
Like, it has its pros and cons. Like, just seeing girls, like, we touched on this before, like, with their apartment, and then the apartment be empty. So it's like, you have this, and you're showing off this part, but, like, show the full story. Show the struggle.
Yeah, because we know it's always something. It's life. Always. We all human.
Exactly, but they only show this intro. They got the whole Lululemon set on. They got the fresh sew-in. They got the fresh done lashes. They are nurse, and they're doing all this different type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Every girl the same.
But it's like, girl, come on. We still know there's some struggle, so.
Yeah.
I wish they just kept it real.
Like, how do y'all feel about that, like, younger, not even younger girls, girls period, like look up to those luxury black girls and they'll think like, oh, I need to get my apartment, my car, just try to rush their life when that's not everybody's path. Like, everybody go different ways, different times. Rent is crazy in these times. Like, so I don't know, rushing to get an apartment and you kind of cool where you at or whatever you at, you kind of just going in the wrong direction. How you feel about that?
All I know is everybody keeps telling me, you need to move out your mom's house. And I'm like, are you going to pay my bills?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
Are you going to pay my rent? Like, mother rent and standard rent is two different things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I want that to be normalized. Like, if somebody's mom is okay with them staying at her house and they got a good agreement, they're fine. Why is that a problem? Yeah. Like, not everybody mom... hate them. Like, that's becoming a normal thing as well. Like, oh, I can't stand my mom. She's weird. Y'all need to get out. Like, you know, I see a lot of that. I know I
see
a lot of that.
On TikTok.
That's probably a bit reactionary too, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, I could tell you, especially when I was growing up, like, moms were, like, sacred. So if you had a problem with your mom, like, I used to have a lot of problems with my mom when I was a kid.
Right.
And whenever I would try to voice any of those problems, I would get shut down.
Oh, no,
because
I know.
That's your mom.
Yeah.
And it didn't, like, she could have stabbed me and they still would have been like, that's your mom. Not that she did. She did not do that.
Yeah.
But
good.
That's the culture that it was. So now you've got like things like with Jeanette McCurdy's book and people starting to talk more and more about like parental abuse and cutting off contact, going no contact with toxic family members. So now people are starting to speak up about it, which means that you're going to start hearing a whole lot more about it, because the people whose parents were nice, they don't got nothing to say, so they're going to be quiet.
That you said that, I was definitely not trying to say like you said, people moms are horrible. Like, I even have friends that moms are horrible when they come to my mom. Like, but I meant as far as like people who make it a problem for living with your mom. Like, oh, you need to get on it. You need to get to a bed, get some motion. Like, shut up. You struggling trying to pay them bills.
Right.
When your mom cool with you living there, but you trying to put on a facade for the people. Like, literally. That's just how I feel. Like,
my mom owns a house.
You're fine.
I'm not downgrading to an apartment.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, honestly, I have like a little attachment to my mom though, and I'm sad about it because, like, I don't even want to get deep into that part, but like, I be thinking about like life without her, and I be crumbling. Like, I gotta get that together.
Same.
Yeah. I gotta get it together.
And then I hate when my mom always be like, one day I'm not gonna be here.
She told me that the other day, and I was sick. I had to walk away.
I said, girl, don't even start that with me. But speaking of like the whole facade thing, I just want to bring up, I just saw this meme, and it reminded me so much of it. And it was like, guys will have a $600 outfit, but still taking the bus in.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So how you like, flex emotion on the net, and then all of a sudden, you're on a bus.
You're on the bus.
You could be taking...
Your priorities are not in order. You need to be taking car
and they
picks,
always
not apartment picks.
Literally. And they always want to talk about band for band. The outfit you have on is all the money you got.
Yes. I don't want to go band for band. Thank you. Like, right? Unfortunately, like...
Like, keeping up with the Joneses is a great way to end up in the poorhouse.
What is that about?
You don't know the phrase keeping up with the Joneses?
No, I don't.
No, it basically just means to, like, see that somebody else like has something and then you keep trying to keep up with them. So like the Joneses are like the stereotype, like the Kardashians or something.
I figured
keeping up with Rihanna or keeping up with Cardi B.
Yeah,
it's like
trying to keep up, but you can't.
Yeah. So it's like what happens when people put themselves into a bad financial situation trying to keep up with their friends and neighbors and stuff or whatever that specific family on their block or at their children's school is.
One thing about it, I'm never going to try to keep up. Like,
yeah, it's too much. It would never.
I don't fit in your group because y'all bag chasers and y'all doing
y'all
all this
motion
stuff,
mover.
I'm going to step back because I'm not fast living like that right now. So I know where I'm placed. I'm not even going to try to buy some designer and look. Now I'm broke as ever.
Right.
Trying to keep wearing those same sneaks.
Like,
what? Yeah, that's crazy. But social media is not real. Like, if you've seen one of your spam followers, they probably won't speak to you.
At all.
But they will speak to you quick in a DM.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
This like, fake. Swipe up real quick and then don't ever say anything to you in person.
And it's weird.
It's so
They'll stare at you. But it's like, really, bro?
I'm like, are you going to come up to me?
Like, you and my spam, you my cousin.
Right.
But that's ain't no social media fake.
Yeah. And like, people don't know the difference between online and real life. It's two different places. Like,
like social media used to be, like, real. Like, I remember, like, growing up with, like, MySpace and then, like, the early days of Facebook and stuff like that. Your friends were people you knew. There would be drama that would happen on MySpace that would get translated into the schoolyard. Like, why did you take me off your top eight? Like,
I kind of, that's real. I would love to experience that.
Now it's become so, like, it's a commodity. And all of a sudden, it's less about being social and more about just passively intaking or producing. And I feel like intaking and producing, those are valid skills, but you have.
Right.
Give you your props. But they are not social.
Right.
Like, that's, like, I don't think about, ooh, I'm going to hang out with my friend and have her tell me how much she likes my, well, she is going to tell me how much she likes my outfit, but.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, I'm not thinking of, I'm going to go over there and get some validation from her and maybe if my fit is good enough, her friend will also say that she likes my outfit.
Yeah.
No, we just
That's
go
really
go
how
hang.
People roll around these days. They care about what everybody else think, like.
and they do stuff for other people.
Yes.
I literally just saw this drone. Going back to the whole seeing your spam follower in person, I just seen this drone. I just sent it to my friend. We was talking about it. It's like when someone who likes your story and you see them in person, like if it's like a guy or a girl that likes your story, like looking at you, and then all of a sudden they walk by you. Yeah, literally, like, it's this boy in my school, and he liked both me and my friend's stories, like of just us, and he literally walks right by us with his hood on, like, and you wouldn't even know that's him.
Oh, like, what, is he scared a little bit? Maybe one day I should be like, stop him walking. Like,
why'd hey, she just put her hand on my arm.
Because, like, don't really touch him, but stop him a little bit. Like, why are you walking so fast? Hey, what, you scared? He's that's little, how I be doing to people.
He's a little awkward.
Make him not awkward.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah, because it was like he was like doing it in like as interest into us, and I don't want to give no false, like. I definitely I say hi to I say hi to a lot of shy people in my school, actually. I do that. And this is one boy. Now he Hollywood, but he never talked to anybody. He just came here from Atlanta, and yo, shout out to Isaac, but he just came from Atlanta, and he was like, he didn't talk to nobody. He has like dressed, so they be in his face, he just walks and just mind his business. And I introduced him to my friends. Now he all loud. He got his dress back. Now you can see his face. I'm like,
comfortable.
Who is this? Transformation by Anaya.
Is he so cool?
Hit me
too
up. Yeah. He's so, okay. Yeah, he just be Hollywood because now he got all these friends. But
are you Hollywood, Isaac? Right? Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, I think that's don't what be people weird forget is like sometimes when you shy, it's just because you're not good at the initial part of the social interaction. Like when I'm with my friends, I am loud, I'm ridiculous, I'm witty. I wish I could be like that in front of strangers, but it doesn't happen. And it's like that where it's like I have to be adopted by extroverts. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh,
you are loud,
you have a voice. And I'm like, yes, I use it way too much.
Yeah, definitely agree. But like just like the whole shy thing, to relate it back to like the internet, I would say like I think we're more shy now than we were before, because like you on the internet, like everyone just sees how you are, so like you just go right into the conversation, like they kind of they know you. I put quotes around that, like they know you because you put out that image. So it's easier to talk to you because I already know what you like. Yeah. I see the stuff you're reposting, so it's easier to have a conversation. But in person, you just see that person. You don't know nothing they like. You don't know nothing. So we're kind of like closed off a bit, and we kind of get rid of that like social aspect. Because before we had to talk to the person to know them. Now we got everything online.
All you gotta do is follow their spam, and you probably got the whole.
You got the whole picture. You got
private spam. You know their whole life.
Right, highlight everything.
Wait, private spam?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like you have your little spam page away from your main, and then you had a private spam where you really invite your friends' friends.
It's like,
oh, is that like a fence? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, offensive.
Offensive. So, but now, like, your spam is like your basic, like, it's like everything that you don't show in your main. Like, you go to a party, you turn up, da 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 da.
That's spam.
But you're private spam. I don't have a private spam yet. I have a close friends on my spam, but that's like the close I think I'll get. But like your close friends on your spam is like, yo, real friends, like the people you know in person, going back to like the MySpace thing.
Like if you don't feel like texting them all at once, you put them in the close friends.
Yeah.
And just post everything. Like, My private spam is private.
Right. Yeah. It's like lit. VIP access.
Yeah, like you get all the tea, the real tea.
Yeah, and you could just speak freely, like.
Yeah.
It's like a group chat.
And then you follow everybody else's private spams only.
Yeah.
So you keep it.
So you keep it only private. For this.
Like, yeah, like.
It's a lot of rules, honestly, but it's just the people, you only follow other people's private, and on their main, you follow what they mean. So it's like.
Yeah. So your Instagram just made it like you just know everybody's business without even having to talk to them.
Right. Or I know so many people.
I know so many celebrities' business that I did not need to know.
Yeah.
Like, Jada, I need you to. I don't want to know this stuff. Like, seriously. I don't want to know this much about your marriage.
She need to be quiet. She do.
She's the first one that need to be taken off. Definitely her. So,
sometimes you just need to know when to that you need a break.
Be quiet. I always said, like, when I get bigger and, like, followers, I'm not going to be like them.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell my business. I don't want them to be able to pull my cards. Like, what? Why are randoms pulling your cards?
Exactly. What? And then if something comes up, they'd be like, but she did say this, like, 2016. What? What are you talking about? I don't even remember like, saying that.
Wait, I don't even.
Pulling your cards like pulling receipts?
Yeah, like just, oh, but you did this. Like, how do you even know that? Like, no.
It's kind of like, it's such an invasion. That's why you also got to be careful what you're putting out there.
Mm.
Because people would definitely misconstrue and flip everything. And I've seen so many of that. Like, angry reactions. Do you know that guy on TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
He got a DV charge. And the whole, everybody, his sponsors got taken away from him. Wow. The media attacked him all in a day for them to be false allegations.
That's not fair.
So he got everything taken away from him.
He was a nice guy.
One day. He was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And there's people that will never hear about the fact that it was false.
Yeah, that's the first thing they'll see.
Thank you for saying that, because that be my problem. They don't ever see the not true part.
They don't go into it at all.
They always just drag the what I want to hear part. I hate that.
Literally.
And I be feeling bad for some celebs, because I like, dang.
Like, you didn't deserve that.
Like, look, even the Meek and Diddy situation, y'all, what if Meek really didn't do it? Like, truly. But they eat him up. He did it. So everybody else, he did it. You did it.
Yeah, and even if it comes out tomorrow, like, even if it comes out tomorrow that person was lying and they said that they were lying, there are still going to be people that will not get that update.
Exactly. Like, and even, like, I don't even know if y'all heard the little leaked audio with him and Diddy or whatever.
Oh.
It could be AI, or it could just be a somebody else's video, because what? They trying to, oh, this Meek, I analyzed it. It is. Nope.
Wait, what did it say? Can you, like, say it?
No, it was, that's the thing. It didn't say anything. It was sounds. It was a sexual intercourse audio. They claiming that was Deke.
Yeah, you don't even know.
I said Deke and Diddy.
Yeah. You just already created a ship name for
me. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Deke.
Oh, no, they're going to come.
Midi and Deke, yo.
No offense.
It could be that.
I ain't confirm or deny that.
I'm sorry, yo. But yeah, we really don't know if he did that. But so let's go into our next topic.
Yeah, we gotta pull it back together.
Still touch into BBLs and lace fronts and all that. I don't really have much to say about lace fronts, because I think I'm gonna get one for my birthday.
Me too. I'm thinking of maybe at the end of the year. But I think lace fronts are definitely cute, but when you're back to back.
Yeah, like the wig influences and stuff.
Yeah, I pray for them, because them edges be gone.
Yo, they can try to say them edges not gone, but they're gone.
What they say, they need that mint oil.
You don't got all that head in a straight hairline. Where's them hairs that's supposed to fall down? You're bald at the around your head. Well, all that hair and all this head.
That's what E. Kane looked like. You know E. Kane, that girl?
She's I never a wig really influencer. Seen her. I ain't see it.
You don't want to see it. She's a wig influencer, and it's just
a straight line.
She cut her hair off, though.
Well, yeah, she be cutting her hair, though. I like E. King. Like, she be cutting her hair.
She's funny. But when she cut her hair, you can see the ring where it's like, the edges is gone.
Yeah, see, my best friend wants me to try wigs.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I am notorious for I don't have energy. I've said it, like, 3 times on this podcast. I don't have any spare energy. And I'm like, look. The idea sounds great, because I hate doing my hair with a never-dying passion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But also, I've seen how people judge people when their wig is not on point, and I've seen myself judge people when their wig is not on point. Mm-hmm. So signing up for that.
Yeah, like, if you're going to get a wig,
you got
a
good wig.
Get it done.
like if you're going to get a wig, basically, like, DIYing.
Yeah. It ain't nothing like a bad wig. I can't even help myself. I'm nice.
Stare at the lace.
But you ain't come out here like that, with that heel. Like, I just be like, oh, no.
I just stare at it.
And even, like, if you didn't want to do your hair, I think braids really the best option, because
for real, you can
have
any
to
length.
Treat the wig every day. Like, the glue down. You don't have energy for that. I don't have energy for that. I don't like that.
Like, I like it when my braids are, like, freshly done. Like, not right now, but, like, freshly done. And I just, like, wake up and I take off my bonnet and I just go to school.
Feeling.
And that's it. I love them days.
Feeling. Okay,
that's summer.
Speaking of this... This whole conversation, I get my hair done this Saturday, like this week coming up, and I'm so excited. It's been 2 weeks, and nobody talks about black girl hair depression. Like, I've been feeling a mess without my hair done, my braids done. Like, nothing compares to this feeling. Like,
yeah, what's the science to that? Because honestly, why do we really feel
like? I feel like we feel like we have like to be put together.
Well, because
good.
We're constantly being judged.
Exactly.
So anytime we know our stuff isn't up to par, we know, even if somebody's not saying I'm judging you,
they think
we know we're being judged.
Yeah. Right.
And that's like,
That's not
it's peace. Constant and it's not peace. So that's why you feel like down, you feel depressed. Cause like dang,
oh, yeah.
I don't even look presentable for other people to see me.
Yeah. That yo, that's real.
I just posted this thing and it said, I dress according to my hair. If it's not done, then I'm a bum. Like literally
yeah, that's true.
If my hair is just a mess, I'm gonna dress like, all right.
I'm gonna dress cool and regular.
Like, little sweats, cute little two piece or something. But when my hair is done, y'all gonna be sick of me.
Really,
when I get on my little cruise, I'm getting my boohoo, you know, braid bust down.
Okay. That's gonna be cute. That's gonna eat down.
Right? My period. 100% human, don't play with.
Oh.
Y'all better get ready for these cruise picks.
So what do y'all think about the BBLs? The whole culture with that, even the skinny ones.
The skinny ones do look good. I'm not even gonna lie, but everybody looks the same.
Yeah,
everybody looks the same.
All I know is just take up ice skate and your butt will look amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody, period. Everybody, not supposed to have butt. Come on.
Not everybody has to be slim thick. Like y'all are cute. I love a cute little petite body type. That's cute.
Yeah, like what's up with the slim waist obsession? Like,
yeah,
they're squeezing their ribs with a waist trainer.
To be fair, we also used to wear corsets.
Yeah,
so. But at least didn't wear corsets to like.
No, I meant like by we, I mean humans.
Yeah, humans, yeah.
Although there was a corset phase in the 2000s.
Don't they like the cuff right here, that thing like that?
Yeah. A corset is from here to here.
Yeah, that thing. So what is that for? Oh, that's for to suck everything up?
But yes, basically, it has boning inside of it, which is like it used to be made out of like actual like whale bones, which are like these long curved rods on the inside. And basically, if you put a corset on and you cinch that stuff up, it is worse than a waist cincher. I don't want to insult the corset enthusiast community out there. If done wrong, it can be the effect because you're literally taking a stiff like substance and you're like your shoes.
You're pulling
as tight as you can to press everything in. Whereas a waist trainer, that's just elastic. You're not able to really increase the pressure like that.
Yeah, but they be getting extra small ones and they
did. I know.
And be doing this.
At Rolly. But honestly, but
that waist small now.
Teeny tiny. But back in the day, they were just for the dresses. A lot of them were when they get really dressed up or wear the really big dresses. Now people just wearing it at the grocery store. You do not gotta look
that's their daily drip. The waist trainer with the bra on.
And then they go out with it. They don't even put no something on top. They go out with the waist trainer. Like, that's cute. It's really not. I don't see that. And the BBL culture is just going to get worse. I think by the end of 2024, everybody and their mama going to have a BBL.
I saw a butt yesterday. It was so a mess. It was just poking out.
And then you can tell, too.
From the side, it's not supposed to just poke out. It's supposed to sit a certain way. I can't explain it. Stop getting BBLs.
Nothing makes me madder than a bad BBL.
Yes.
Same with a lace front. It all go together.
Ooh. They neck to neck.
Yeah.
So
maybe let's just stick with a tummy tuck. Just stick with a tummy tuck.
How about let's go to the gym?
Right?
Come on.
No, I told you I don't have energy.
Bye.
Home
I've been working out. I've been working out recently.
That's still requiring energy.
Bye. And when I tell you, y'all, working out is the fastest way to get that. Like, you don't even got to spend tens of thousands of dollars. Working out, it's a quick low. It probably take 2 months. You get constant, and then there you go. Eat right. You got the body.
Yeah.
I don't know why people feel like they got to spend all this money because they want those quick results. And even when you get a BBL, you got to work out.
And then got to heal, organs all falling off. Like, you about to die.
You on the airplane with the butt up. You ain't too much. You looking mad.
They got a plane for that?
No. This girl, I just saw this video. What? This girl was on the plane, and she was with all these people who had a BBL, and they was all sitting like this with their butt in the air.
Is that legal? Like, that sounds horrible.
I feel like you need to be in the seatbelt.
So I don't know how that worked out, but she was on it with like four people who had one.
I hope she wasn't flying Boeing.
Yeah.
Because if that sucker hit turbulence, so that door fly off, they all gone.
Yeah. They just go right out the window with that.
The butts and all.
Right, it's probably going to get stuck.
All right, so we're going to go into our next topic. Social media is the new marketing, like TikTok shop and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do y'all think about that? Like, social media is the new marketing.
I am such a sucker.
Why do you say that? Honestly.
I thought, I'm just like, all this marketing isn't going to get me. I know myself. I'm super strong. Da, 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 da. Why do I have cotton candy flavored toothpaste?
Yeah, like.
Although, to be fair,
driven.
It's fire. But I paid $20 for toothpaste.
Yeah, that's crazy.
$20? What?
They got you. You got peer pressure.
My teeth have never been this clean. I just keep brushing them. I brushed them twice last night.
So wait, is it edible? Like you can eat it?
Swallow it?
Like, you know what
I don't
mean?
Know.
Like,
I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to swallow it because it has fluoride in it.
Oh, so okay. So
I
maybe don't.
I think you're not supposed to swallow fluoride. But it tastes like cotton candy.
So you're just sitting there brushing.
It's just pleasant. I didn't realize how much I hated the mint of my toothpaste until I did not have to deal with it. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, that's going to be burning.
Mm. Yeah. And then it's like, and then if you try to eat or drink anything, like even if you wait disgusting. The 10 minutes and then you go to drink orange juice, oh my, orange juice
so
on
nasty.
Toothpaste.
It's mm-mm.
Yuck.
Ew.
Okay, so speaking of this, Kay, I think you should definitely speak on the TikTok shop because you know that's your... That's your energy. That's
I don't buy
high.
Nothing off there. Oh. I get everything free. But
yeah, so you have to promote.
Yeah.
So what about that? Do you think that people should buy a TikTok shop? Maybe
I do.
Will this mess up with your... Okay, yes. Yeah,
I think they should. Like, not even just because I'm promoting yeah. it. Like, I don't even care. Like, but I see stuff that I do plan on buying. Like, I put stuff in my cart. Like, I'm going to buy some stuff. Trust me. But if I can get stuff free, I will. Like, I just email them. Work it out, but I don't know. TikTok, I like TikTok Shop. It got a lot of nice stuff.
I feel like
they just came out too.
That was the best thing that they could have did, honestly.
But now the U.S. trying to take it.
Yeah,
what they gonna do with it now?
No more TikTok Shop.
But I don't see it happen because like I'm
same.
Sorry,
I don't see it happening.
Yeah, me either.
Let's keep it a beat. Roller coaster happened what a year ago.
Yeah, that's what I said. It just
like,
happened.
If they were first of all, I don't think they're going to ban it.
Right,
but if they did, then. If I was TikTok, why not just sell the U.S. branch to a U.S. company? Like, I don't see the whole company going away. I see, like, maybe them being forced to, like, sell it to
somebody
a shell company
buy it.
Or something.
The
like,
guy from Shark Tank said he was going to
buy
it.
Why give up that money? Like, why give up that money?
Yeah.
It's just, like, do the what, Chinese people?
Yeah.
Do they want to give away their app?
Yeah, that's the
thing. Aren't they kind of beefing in a way? Not, like...
Well, yeah, but like, I'm talking about like from a money perspective, like you could either have zero customers in the U.S. Mm-hmm. or you could sell your company for like, let's say $500 million. And then you still don't get that revenue from those users, but you got $500 million. Like
think about losing a whole U.S. TikTok side.
Yeah, like
U.S. carry TikTok. They carry TikTok.
Yeah, we do.
And literally this person.
And like, what are they going to do? Like in China, they're going to be like censored. To heck and back. Like, there's only so much you can do.
Hell yeah. This person from Canada, they said, if they've been in the U.S., I'm not even watching it. Because all the users are in the U.S. Like,
literally all the... Oh, yeah.
So it's like, they don't got nobody else to
all
watch
it. You know, there's those guys, and what I assume are like... I have no idea what country they're from, but they do the thing with
about.
The water balloon.
Yeah.
But there's very, very few people who do make content. So they're not only are they losing
the app gonna
us,
be corny
but they lose it
without
and
us.
And they already lost all their music.
For and that's
yeah,
really
what's
not.
What's that about?
Oh, yeah, they are losing the rights to the music. They're just losing everything.
They effed around and they found out. They called somebody bluffing. They wasn't bluffing.
Yeah, they definitely took the music down.
Because I definitely... My Joe said, mute it.
All my stuff muted. Like, I don't even care to do it.
I just like, I said, just keep it up.
Yeah.
Well, they might come up with an agreement in the future and bring it back.
Mm-hmm. I think, honestly, it would be the worst money thing for them. They just need to go ahead and sell it. The bull from Shark Tank said he would buy it. I think that if they sell it, if they don't sell it and they just ban us from it, someone's going to create an app just like TikTok. I bet you they already got one.
Yeah,
just
like it used
TikTok.
To be called Musical.ly.
How do we make an app? Like, we need to get
some money.
We can make
once
the
they ban that and it's a new app, everybody going to be on it.
Like,
Facebook is going to be on that like white on rice.
Yeah, but they said they're not going to let them because they don't want them to, Meta to own all social media because they'll have social media power. So Meta won't be able to buy
X
it.
X needs to stop being a dumpster fire and then maybe we could talk about it.
Yeah. No, if U.S. do take TikTok, I hope they like pay creators better than Chinese.
Way better.
I would hope to start seeing some legislation around like influencer pay because like it's a whole behind job and like... I'm not an influencer. I only, like, follow some, and, like, sometimes they'll make, like, comments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole concept of, like, the fact that there are so many companies out here taking advantage of people because people, like, first off, influencers need pay transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And probably some sort of, like, floor or whatever for, like, how much they could be paid.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot that go into it.
Yeah, it is. Like, everything's so deeper than what we know. That sometimes makes me mad because we really don't be having no power.
Yeah.
Like, what is all this? What is this?
Like, right? Social media is not real.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Do y'all think, like, the other day I was talking about how they couldn't probably see us through our phones. Do y'all think, like, they probably could see us through our phones?
Definitely.
Yes.
I think they have
now,
the power
I think
to
do they
it.
Are doing it right now at this
yeah,
moment?
No.
No. But do I think they have the ability and the only thing keeping me safe is they don't care about me specifically?
That's
yeah.
why I be, like, that's my exact thought. Like, they don't care about me right now.
Yeah. But if people, something happened, they would look at it.
Then, yeah, like, if I go to do some illegal crap, the first thing I'm doing is throwing this sucker out the window. Like,
yeah, because they go ahead and track all that. They got all the
research. They're going to track it. They're going to have freaking screenshots of you, like, as you commit the crime. Like, ma'am, we were aware that you were a high risk for a crime, so we just started recording. And this is you saying, I ain't never going to get caught. Try and catch me now, suckers.
Like, is there like a way chick, we can even throw
her,
away a phone?
Yeah, they caught her from her her shirt that she got on Etsy.
Like what?
During the Black Lives Matter protests, there was this one lady that went a little bit too hard or whatever, mm-hmm. and there was video of her, and nobody knew who she was, and the police tracked down the shirt she was wearing, figured out the seller she got it from,
like,
and
what?
Tracked her down.
That's insane.
If I was the SEC, I'd be like, keep me out of that.
So, like, if you're going to go to a protest, go to Walmart first and get some white t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if you're going to do something. I feel like they probably just looking at us right now. Like this
they, as they
right
talking
here.
About us. But I feel like, if they have the power to track the things that we like on other apps and then show it up onto, like, what, ads and all that stuff, they have the power to track everything. All the little things we said. Me and my mom tested it once. I don't know if I brought it up, but we kept talking about a car, specifically a Mercedes car. Like, we'll just randomly add it into our conversations. Guess what I got an ad for later that day?
Mercedes.
They just listen. It's Big Brother. And they're going to continue to do it, and I'm sure they do it in way more other ways than we figure out.
Yeah.
Yo,
it's listening
as you were
without
saying that,
being on.
Yeah.
My, you know that little dot that will say, like, oh, your camera's on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I literally, like, went and looked at my phone, and that dot was on, and then it just, like, turned itself off.
What?
Like, I'm just over here, like,
the phone
would have
got through.
Like,
oh, yeah, you got
I'm a little
it.
Bit too addicted to it, but I'm just over here, like,
that's what I'm saying, bro. They can literally tap in right now and look at us right now. Like, the angle we at.
Everything.
We close. They probably just looking at us.
But to add everything together,
so
this is also why I believe that they're banning TikTok, because people speak out so much
yeah,
on TikTok about, like,
definitely.
Illuminati and all that different stuff. You know Ryan Garcia, that boxer?
Yeah, what's going on with that? You saw that?
Mm-mm.
He's a boxer. He's talking about how the Illuminati took him to the woods and did some things and all this stuff, and they
it
made
was
him
called
watch
something Greek.
Yeah.
Something.
It was just a whole lot of things about the. And he was speaking out, and they think that someone's going to come for him so he won't speak out about this no more. But.
Nah, if I was the Illuminati, I'd let him keep speaking out and not do nothing.
Yeah, but they normally,
then
they normally
nobody's
going to
gonna believe him.
Yeah,
but they if they try and stop him, then all of a sudden everybody's going to be like, well, what happened to that boxer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't heard from him in a while. It must have been true.
Same,
but if you just leave him alone.
He actually made a video saying, oh, I was trolling.
Yeah, he
so
actually
what was that about?
Yeah.
The first video, I thought like he was serious.
He was so serious.
He was scared.
And then you see him reading a script. He's sitting down, and he's just like, yeah, I shouldn't have said it like that. Like, he's like, it's so weird, and they always make them do that.
That's scary.
It really is. Same thing with that flight. That Malaysian flight, whatever, and it got disappeared, and no one knows where it is, and there's no track of it or anything.
Yeah, I watched it. They was a part of that.
All
them people probably got trafficked and sent somewhere,
yep.
And they just let the plane go. That's not right, but it's so many higher-ups that's allowing this, and we don't got no power.
Yeah, don't let me get into conspiracy theories on this thing. We'll be here for another hour.
That was just a little conspiracy theory I just threw out.
Yeah.
That's not facts, y'all. That's not facts.
That's not facts.
But, like, if you really think about it, this day and time, people going missing and cops really not doing nothing about it. You can't track it. You could track
you
anything.
You could track
come
a
on.
Woman from her shirt that she brought on Etsy. You
my
can't
point.
Bring back
so
our girls. Like, come on.
For real. So that's how I know all that
you're
is
taking them people.
Because it's like,
think about the Oregon trafficking business. Yeah. Honestly, all these people are
But the people
sick.
On Twitter, they need to apply to be FBI agents and all that stuff. The people honestly, on TikTok
yes.
talking about bringing receipts back and all that stuff.
Honestly, I should be an FBI agent.
Right.
I kind of find out all the tea.
I find out a lot. I think, I'm too. Not even going to lie. I'm going to keep that secret. But
me too.
I feel like what we should do is we should have, like, a citizen branch of the police force. That's yeah. literally people who yes. spent way too much time yes. watching ID Discovery and ain't got nothing else better to do than look at the cold case file that you're never going to get around to.
Yeah. Literally, it's this person, and it was, like, an expired case, and they found everything to it. It's a whole thing on Netflix, and they found everything to it, just a regular person. And they told the cops, and the cops were like, oh, yeah, there they go. Let's go find it.
No,
years
y'all
or like right. that guy that was missing for years in his own house.
Yeah, I think.
Come
that's
on,
crazy.
How
like, we're next?
So basically, his mom was this. Abusing him and
no.
stuff.
No, wait, wait.
So yeah, they can get us next. So we're just gonna pause on the whole conspiracy theory thing because
because the topic of this episode is not conspiracy theories.
Yeah, because if y'all see us and we have to do a little script,
and we don't want it, we don't want no smoke,
right? Definitely not. But honestly, this can be really good, like finding people with all this information, mm-hmm. like. This social media definitely has its pros and benefits.
Like, it's like money. It's like the internet. It does good and bad. It depends on what it's used for.
Definitely. So,
like TikTok, the same company that's responsible for, you know, a whole bunch of tomfoolery mm-hmm. is also responsible for like people getting out the word about like what's going on in yeah. the Middle East and stuff.
Definitely.
And, like sharing information.
Thing, yeah. Right.
Or like how, what was it? It was a few years ago. I think it was like the Arab Spring Uprising or something, where it was like largely a social media focused like campaign where they got a whole bunch of people together. And it was like, I forget what country it was, but it was a whole like uprising. And it was triggered by what was going on in social media. People actually put their money where their mouth was and showed up.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Unlike Area 51.
Like yeah. I think honestly, going back to like the what's it called? COVID-19, going back to all that and quarantine is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. They like the pandemic time, 2020, like social media was golden. What was that? Yeah. I'm in the house bored. Whatever that yeah. little song, everybody, and everybody mm-hmm. loved that song. I think we honestly all came together during that time. We're all like in the house. We have nothing to do. Our only yeah. outside is social media. So
that's
we
when
just,
it started. Yeah, that's when everything.
Now
when it
everybody addicted. It's bad.
That's when the whole influencer wave started and everything.
No,
like,
small business.
No, like
way before that.
No, definitely way before that. But I mean,
but
as far as those certain people who influencers.
It kind of reinvented itself. Yeah.
Because influence clearly been around. Hello, Kardashians, all them before 2020. I'm talking about the random people who just
now
woke up and was like, you know what? I'm Kardashian today.
Yeah.
And just ran with it.
And you honestly, if you believe in yourself, anything can come true. Like, I think small businesses definitely, too, expose a lot of small businesses. Like, I know that, like, me being one and, like, I sell phone cases and all that. Social mm-hmm. media, like, my TikToks, like, they've been getting views. And I'll just give random people, mm-hmm. like, oh, I want to buy from you, da-da-da-da. So I'm getting a lot of clientele that I would have never got
right.
without social media. Like, I got somebody in California all the way across
that's
the
good.
U.S. And it's like, that's cool.
So definitely could be beneficial.
Yeah. And little do you know, like, your TikTok followers, like, them people could be from UK. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't even know, like, it's crazy how you can connect
yeah, that's
with people
crazy.
Across, like, oceans. It's, like, really cool.
That's, how like, did really this stuff curl? Even connect? Like, you literally all the way over there.
Right?
How are we able to get on the phone?
Right.
That's crazy.
It is really crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, you're able to connect with people that you never would have had the opportunity to
ever.
Connect with.
Without social media, that would be impossible.
I would have never known half
ever.
The people I'm following.
Me
like,
either.
My mutuals, I would not know half of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Definitely not.
I also would not be half as caught up on, like, family news if it wasn't for the social media.
Right, right.
Like, because I'm sorry, I don't have time to keep track of every... Like,
yeah,
my mom
either.
Does it somehow, where she
yes.
knows everybody's birthday, and everybody yes. that's about to have a baby, is having a baby, is having a crisis, needs help, doesn't need help, like, everything.
Yeah.
And I'm
nothing.
Just like, I know that they posted on Facebook they were in a hospital.
For but she's having her baby shower? Oh.
Yeah, my mom been new though.
Yeah.
So that's like actually a good thing to transition into. Like,
yeah.
are we? Because If we didn't have, we wouldn't meet all these people and probably wouldn't have clientele. But if we didn't, I mean, but we did. We got. But
my thing is, at the end of the day, social media is a result of its users. Mm-hmm. Like, our behavior drives what they build and what they make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the current situation with social media, that's partially because that's how we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the change has to come on the individual. It has to come, like, collectively where we say, this is the type of social media we want. We want more real social media. We want less toxic stuff for our kids.
Yeah.
And we've got to actually, like, put our money where our mouth is. So if TikTok does wind up getting banned, honestly, I wouldn't enjoy it happening.
Right.
But
I do see it as a risk to our youth.
Mm-hmm. And definitely
I do, like, because I feel like these kids are a lot more addicted to TikTok than they are to Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, more family-friendly. Yes, they kind of, like, clear some stuff out. So mm-hmm. this kind of drags perfectly into, like, one of my, like, subtopics is, like, is it inspiration? Like, the things we see on TikTok, is it, like, inspo? Like, we were touching on this earlier, like, the apartment thing. Is this inspo, like, Pinterest? Or is this, like, we have to be this life and we have to live this life? Like,
definitely
obsession.
Inspo, because I don't got to live nothing y'all live.
Period.
That's depends what we have on to realize individual. Because we don't have to do nothing everybody else is doing. Mm. Why do we even care about what other people think about us? Like, they going through something too. They human too.
Right. And
they care about what somebody
that.
Else think. Like, that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. Social media definitely got everybody. You said we make social media, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's so trained, they're the same. So that's exactly what it is.
Exactly. So, like, touching back on it, if we don't have social media and this whole thing is passed, what will be our inspiration, or, like, what will be that, like, BBL girl, what would
be our
the
mind.
Yeah.
Everything will be just whatever we think of. Everybody,
like,
would be
the area.
Self.
Yeah.
That would be nice to see.
Yeah, because, like,
yeah, it would
social
be.
Media
like, I would
right
like
now
to
is a
see
culture.
Everybody be they self.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanna post, like, when I was younger, like, I got a video that I had posted, like, a bajillion years ago in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is like, this is what you were doing like 9 years ago. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
And it's just me and my friends just digging around, putting Mentos in Coca-Cola.
Yeah, like,
or
just doing
Pepsi,
stuff.
One of the two, and then drinking it. Like, it was the Mentos challenge. And some of those friends aren't here anymore, so it was, mm-hmm. I really am grateful to social media to still have that memory. But, like, I can't even really imagine doing that now. Like, even, like, the ice bucket challenge feels like so mm-hmm.
long
ago. Like, it's not.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago.
Anymore.
Time ago.
It's. Nothing everything fun. I see is so performative. Yes. Like, it's not just like, oh, my friend nominated me. Watch me get a bucket of ice dumped on my head.
Yeah,
and
like
having fun and yeah. not being serious and not being so polished and perfect at all times.
Yeah, we're slowly getting into, like, it being necessary for every little thing we did. So social media, I feel like, used to be these fun, cool challenges, things that you would not normally think of. Mm-hmm. Now it's like everything you think of. People are doing get readys with me. Like, I don't need to see you brushing your teeth and then washing your face. And then da-da-da-da. Like, cool, you're doing your makeup and you're famous for makeup. Or, like, you, like, now it's just anybody doing them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, I love grading me. Like, I'm not even, because I definitely was the one to be like, oh, let me do one. But it's, like, little girls doing get ready with me. Like, what are you getting ready with? Like, girl, if you don't just wash your face and put some clothes on.
Honestly, to that point, at the end of the day, it's comes down, like I said earlier, to the users.
Yeah.
It's about what we use it for and how we use it. It's social media, just like a hammer, it's a tool. You could hit somebody upside the head with a hammer, or you could build a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And social media, you could mm-hmm. traumatize a whole bunch of young people.
Yeah.
Or you could lead to significant social change.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, how are we going to use this? How are we going to put this tool to use in our society? Because the genie's out the bottle. I doubt we're going to ban all social media, period. So it's always going to be a form of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job to determine what form that takes and what we do with it.
Yep. Time for a change.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A positive one.
Yep. So, long story short, social media is a powerful tool for our lives, for the better and for the worse. Even though it has its negative impacts on our mental health, it's up to us to curate our feeds and consume with intention. So while you're on social media, make sure you go follow us at The Evalore House on Instagram and go to our website, evalorehouse.org, to check us out and donate to our cause of helping underserved teens of color.
Thank you guys for listening. Make sure y'all stay tuned for our last episode.
And keep an eye out for registration for the Evalore House Personal and Professional Development Program. It starts in mid-April.
Anaya out.
Kay out.
Marmia out.
Bye, y'all.